Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. The date is February the 22nd, 1978. And we're talking with Miss May Bateman, the daughter of Edwin Bateman and Mrs. Bateman, who built Elworth House, the main house at Heritage Village, in 1920. Miss Bateman lived with her parents from 1920 until 1935, when they sold the house.
Did you have little Christopher out there to see this?
Oh, yes, he likes the village very much.
You didn't think of Katie and Burnaby?
Well, we did, but we found a place in Port Moody that we liked, so we moved there.
Right. I'm very glad you got settled in it. It feels more like home, really.
Well, you were saying that when you lived in the house, it seemed so big, but when you went back opening day, it was so small.
It seemed so small. But I think that now, we were saying today, I think that's because there were so many people milling around and, just a lot of different things. It just seemed so small. And that the dining room seemed particularly small, but I think that there were a lot of people in there just around, My goodness, on Christmas Day, my mother, dad, well, mostly my friends, but they had such a lot of people in for Christmas. I don't know how we got them all around the table.
How many would you have out?
Oh, we had 18 to 20 around the table.
Around one table?
Around the table that we had. We'd pull it right up to the window, be right up to the door in the kitchen, and then we had some extra. The table itself wouldn't go that far. Put some extra and another table at the end, how you do. It was pretty tight, but they all enjoyed it. The tighter it was, the better it was, I guess.
18 people in that room would be squeezing them in.
Yes, they were squeezing them in. My friends that had no place to go on Christmas, and, a lot of my friends were people just rooming and boarding, Some other honest would like to have them out for Christmas. So did I. Entertain them in your own home. It's nice.
Yes, that is nice. Mm-hmm. But when your parents built the place, you had the impression that it was a big, big house.
Well, it seemed large, yes.
The other homes in the area are quite large, too.
They are, yeah. But it just seemed larger. I don't know.
But why did your father and mother want to go out there?
Well, that's a $64 question, because I say to them, they're very foolish, I think, to go out and have that property and build a house. He was retiring, and mother was in her room. Well, I don't know, late 50s or 60s, I guess. She died at 70. Well, she was in her 70s. No, she died on her 70th birthday. So she'd been in her 60s. But they wanted, they'd been on farms. I guess they wanted a good piece of property. They said, oh, lovely to have property. That was the old idea, farmers. But it was far too much for them.
Was it? Well, before that, they'd lived in the Kitsilano area.
Kitsilano, yeah.
And he thought he would move out.
And we had a 50-foot lot. And then went out there to 3 and 3.5 acres. But, they were very healthy, They were strong, they were healthy people. Dad and mother were very healthy. They'd get up at 5 in the morning, and I'd look out the window when I'd get up. There they'd be in the garden, looking at. And Dad would get up every morning at 5 and sometimes spray the roses. He made a special spray up, and he took lots of prizes. But it was a wonderful, wonderful hobby, I guess you'd call it, to have. Because he didn't play golf or anything like that. He'd always worked hard. He never had time for golf.
So was he retired when he built the place, or was he going to retire in a few years?
Yes, he was going to retire in a few years, yes.
So he did work for a few years when they first
built
the house.
Oh, yes, he did, yeah. And they had the... Of all things, they bought a cow named Station, barn, down at the end near the creek.
Oh, yes.
There's still that creek there.
Yes.
And
What did they name the cow? Do you recall the name of the cow?
No, I don't think they named it. I don't remember.
Did they have any other animals?
They had a horse and an ox and the chickens. They just went kind of wanted to go back to what they had earlier in life, I guess.
What did they use the horse for? Riding or for work?
The working, you know, purposes on the property. Plowing, they did some plowing. But not that much. Dad tried to. Plowing? What is it, plowing? Yeah, they're taking up the property, you know.
But what sorts of, besides the roses, what sorts of things did he grow?
Oh, we had lovely rhododendrons. They must still be out there.
There are some rhododendrons there.
Rhododendrons. And then from the, you go down the front steps and along the walk, and then it went to a narrower walk. And from there to the road, it was just one walk, you know. And on both sides of the walk, I don't know how many feet, they had flowers on either side. Well, there were snapdragons and marigolds and all the flowers that you would have.
And common flowers.
Yeah, then there was really a sight. People often stopped and looked at that because it was such a, it was right from, you know, where the steps come down and then the sidewalk. And then there's a narrower sidewalk. There was a narrower sidewalk. That was down to the gate.
Yeah, and the gate was on, and the what gate, was that, Douglas Road?
And the gate was right on Douglas Road. Yeah, some had a fence along there. We had a gate in there. It was a nice gate. And then they had flowers either side of the walk, all the way down. But you see, they were very fond of flowers. Mostly flowers. And raspberries. We had raspberries. Dad used to bring in crates to, when he was working, he brought in crates of berries and sold them to somebody down on Water Street. And then he'd come on up to the office in the CPR depot where he worked. And then for a little while, I came in town and stayed because it was kind of inconvenient. So I stayed for a while, but not very long. My home was too precious to me. I liked it. But every day, he worked in the depot, you know, and I worked in his office for a while. And he'd bring me a pint of cream to drink. And I just, I thought today, that was pretty good of Mother to send that in to me, you know. They were feeling sorry for me, I guess. I put on some weight. I'll tell you. So I shared the cream with the girls for their tea and everything.
That was nice.
So,
now, you did have a room in the house out there. Which room was it?
It was right up over the what do you call the parlor, the living room. Mm-hmm. When you go in, there's a room to the right there. See, the large room.
The room upstairs.
The large room.
Yes, that's the room we now use for our office.
Yeah, now I have the room just above that. And there's a little basin toilet there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And
I fell one morning going into the to wash for work, and I fell and slipped and broke my arm right there. Had to come in, I think, did I come in on the tram? I don't know, I guess Dad drove me into the hospital. It wasn't so convenient, the transportation wasn't so good. But now it's grown so much out there. Just tremendous.
It's difficult to recognize some of the old places.
It is. And you know, I'm lost. Like, these people that went out on around Christmas, they took the bus out, and Florence was telling me that they got off at the municipal hall.
Yes.
And they walked all that way. There's
yes,
no other
that's
stop.
That's quite a long way. That's the closest stop for most of the buses. Unfortunately, we've tried to get a stop closer.
Yes.
But Hydro haven't done it so far.